starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've given up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways across Australia.
You're listening to Australia Explained, an SBS audio podcast helping you navigate life in Australia.
Last year alone, Australians reported over 3,200 romance scams, resulting in losses of more than $23 million. As scammers become more sophisticated, anyone looking for love can fall victim to their schemes.
They usually focus on people who are emotionally isolated, financially stable, or inexperienced with online dating.
Welcome to this episode of Australia Explained. I'm your host, Maram Smail. Today, we explore with experts how scammers operate, the red flags to watch for, and what to do if you're the victim of a romance scam. Kylie Dennis felt excited when her mom told her that she had met someone new 25 years after her divorce. However, concerns arose for the former police officer when her mom mentioned that she had been talking to this man for 6 months without having met him in person.
She said, oh, look, he's currently in Turkey just finalising a contract, a gas pipeline contract. Okay, that seems like a reasonable story as well. Until she said to me, and we've been talking for 6 months. So that was my first red flag.
When her mom sent her photos of the man, she started digging. By doing a reverse image search, she discovered the photos were not of the supposed Australian man her mom was dating.
Found out that the photos belonged to a real estate agent in America. The real estate agent married with a daughter, with a grandson. He was not in Turkey. He wasn't an Australian man. His wife had not died, you know, in Orange. So I sort of started to put that together. Then I had to break her heart. So I, because of my background, I was quite firm but kind. And I said to Mum, listen, you are a victim of a scam.
Her mum denies sending money to the scammer. Still, Kylie Dennis believes that she probably did and is too ashamed to admit it. This experience led her to launch Two Face Investigations, a service specializing in unmasking romance scammers. She explains that almost all romance scams start on dating apps on social media platforms like Facebook and follow a similar pattern.
You go online, you find what you would classify as being your perfect mate, and that relationship develops very quickly. You come off, they ask you to come off the dating app, you go onto a messaging platform, and then an intimate conversation starts, and then you find the scammers find your sort of core values and what you like and dislike, and that relationship starts very quickly. And then as it continues, then they start asking for financial assistance.
Katrina Lowe is Deputy Chair of the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, ACCC, which runs the National Anti-Scam Centre. She says that while some relationships escalate quickly, many scammers play a long game.
Often the scammer will invest quite a lot of time in establishing what seems like a real emotional connection before they then turn to executing the scam. So it can feel very real.
If you're online dating, there are red flags that can signal a romance scam. Katrina Law warns about love bombing.
And that might be where early on the scammer makes sometimes many times a day contacts, is professing love or strong affection really early on in an attempt to really sweep their victim off their feet.
Once the connection is established, scammers often move conversations from dating apps to encrypted messaging platforms like WhatsApp and emails, making them harder to track. For Kylie Dennis, the biggest red flag is when someone makes excuses not to meet in person.
So let's say they are a businessman or businesswoman. They report that they work on an oil rig, or they're a doctor, or they're a soldier, but something that doesn't allow them to be here in Australia or here where you are living, and there'll always be a reason why they can't meet up with you.
Dr. Ritesh Kog is an associate professor and socio-tech expert from Central Queensland University. He explains that the telltale sign of a romance scam is when the scammer comes up with an urgent situation where they need financial assistance.
They'll invent a medical emergency. They might request for money or travel expenses to visit the victim, because they'll say to them, "We don't have money to visit you, so give us some money." They might point out the victim to business troubles or frozen bank accounts. They'll say, "Well, we don't have access to money, so can you give us some money?" They might say that they have a family member who is in crisis.
Kylie Dennis says that scammers often isolate their victims, encouraging secrecy.
My mum did it for 6 months, and I would speak to my mum couple of times a week. At no time did she ever tell me that she was dating online, because the scammers had manipulated her to tell her that I wouldn't understand. So it's really important that you tell somebody that you're online dating, because it's okay to go online dating. Go online, find your perfect match. Just don't give them any money.
Dr. Ritesh Kog warns that scammers steal money through fraudulent investment opportunities, often involving cryptocurrencies.
So what they'll ask you to do is to invest in cryptocurrency programs. They will initially show you small profits. After they've shown you those small profits, they will then ask you to make larger investments. Once you've made those larger investments, the scamsters will disappear.
Starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've given up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
Scammers increasingly use artificial intelligence to create realistic photos and videos. Video calls are not enough to verify someone's identity. The National Anti-Scam Center reports that victims over 55 suffer the highest financial losses. Dr. Kog notes that while older adults, widows, divorcees, indigenous people, and disabled individuals are frequently targeted, anyone can be a victim.
They usually focus on people who are emotionally isolated, financially stable, or inexperienced with online dating. But having said that, anyone can be a victim, including younger people, because these scammers will usually tailor their approach based on the victim's background and online activity.
He adds that migrants are also targeted for a variety of reasons.
Language barriers, limited digital literacy, and cultural expectations around relationships often make these individuals more vulnerable. And scammers also exploit their trust and traditional values.
If you suspect you've been scammed, contact your bank immediately to stop further transactions and change your online passwords. Contact ID Care for support and report the scam to ScamWatch, which is the National Anti-Scam Center leads. Dr. Ritesh Kog explains why reporting is crucial.
Through all of this, we know that scammers are highly skilled manipulators who prey on trust and emotions. Feeling shame or embarrassment is natural, But reporting the scam can help prevent others from falling into the same trap. There's no doubt that victims deserve support. Talk to someone you trust. Reach out to family, friends, or professional counseling services. And please report. Because by reporting the scam, you take back control and you contribute to the fight against these crimes.
To learn more or report a scam, visit scamwatch.gov.au. Thank you for listening to this episode of Australia Explained, written and produced by Audrey Bourget and hosted by me, Maran Smail. Australia Explained Managing Editor is Rosa Garmian.
This was an SBS audio podcast. For more Australia Explained stories, visit sbs.com.au/Australia Explained.
Follow the Australia Explained podcast for more valuable information and tips about settling into your new life in Australia. Do you have any questions or topic ideas? Send us an email to australiaexplained@sbs.com.au.
Starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've given up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.